Item 12, miscellaneous staff reports.
We have been working on getting our ducks in a row concerning becoming an independent entity on January 1. We are in the process of doing an internal remodel and moving Tim's group from the training room back to a new training site. You've been doing so well in the current training site. To a new office suite and doing some other shifting of individuals to improve the workflow. I did want to report I have received a few media inquiries. A few of them were related to the investment consultant RFP. I had some questions about whether the current investment consultant would be invited to rebid, and of course they are. I also did receive a question from LA Times reporter on, they were doing a story on different plans and whether folks are doing base pay or base pay plus, and I did confirm the board had decided to do base pay only.
So. For PEPRA.
Huh?
For PEPRA members.
PEPRA.
Yes. Yeah. For PEPRA people.
So I've received
Well, actually not people before PEPRA, January of 11.
2011, yeah.
Yeah.
For new members, I guess.
So I did receive those media inquiries.
No,
it's just PEPRA.
January.
Yeah.
13. Yeah.
13.
The January 11 was a term, just a term.
That's right.
I'm sorry, say that again.
The January 1, 2011, post-2000, that date, it was just the terminal pay that was
I'm sorry.
Allowed there.
Yeah.
That's all I have.
Okay. Kurt, anything?
Nope.
No more RFPs?
Nope.
Tim?
Next project is going to be on real assets and underwriting the Invesco fund, so you'll see those coming back in October and November.
Karen, anything? Any legal things?
The two RFPs are out for third-party labor negotiator for the board and the legal and employment legal counsel as well. Those have been published on Friday, last Friday.
What's the final date on both of those?
October 3rd. Uh-huh. And I wanted to thank all the board members who reviewed and responded and had some comments about the RFPs. We'll get those going really quickly with your help, so thank you.
Okay. Any nibbles?
No. Are you having a bidders conference?
No.
Okay. I'm sorry, I didn't get to read all the way through it. I just read some.
Christina, when's the open house for Tim's new gig?
Hopefully towards the end of this month.
All right. Anything else from your department?
We did have the landscapers clear out all of the shrubbery.
I noticed
along
that.
The back,
I saw that,
probably noticed.
Lovely view of the parking lot back there now. All the way back.
It does, yeah. It's much safer. We had some people living in the bushes.
Oh.
So now we can see everything.
So we lose all that rental income?
Well, we weren't getting it.
Okay, we got outside professional reports. Bob, Marty, anything else?
We're vigorously working on your RFP.
All right.
We noticed that the it called for 8 to 12 meetings a year, and I counted up. And we were here 15 times in 2013, so I'm not sure, but we didn't submit that in the list of questions history.
Flexibility is a good item to have, or a good ability to have. Okay, trustee comments. John.
I had this ties to Sackers. I'm assuming all the trustees got this. It has a nice picture of Clint Eastwood and ties to the Sackers meeting. And it's a group called Sackers Affiliates Committee, and they like people if you got this, to go to dinner first night of the conference. Are there pros, cons? What are others doing?
First night part of them, though.
Yeah, I'm not aware of it.
Eastwood's not there. It's just an empty chair.
What? He's nothing. There's a picture of him right there.
He's still on the restaurant.
He went before.
That's his picture from the restaurant.
Oh, okay.
Is that from the Sackers?
That's something you can afford.
This is, it's the Sackers Affiliates Committee and Friends.
Okay.
No, the sales are the vendors.
Yeah.
All right.
I think that's the SAC. I think the SAC is dinner or whatever they do once every year.
No, this is different.
All the signatories were vendors. They don't say it's in the vendors.
Affiliates are vendors.
All right. Is there a reason to, not to? Pro, con?
Not really.
Well, you got all the vendors.
Committee, and I'm no longer a member, but I was a member for quite a while, and that's weird.
Maybe I was the only one who got one.
Joel's in the app.
Well, John, if you go with all the affiliates, you're going to have to claim about 38 cents each. So you'll have to claim nothing.
Well, they point that out at the bottom, by the way.
No, but he's put his ticket.
$12.50 per affiliate in terms of picking up the cost of the dinner, based on a...
So that's what they said?
Yeah, it's on the...
Yeah, and that's what they do. It's they do it because it makes it easier on, I don't know what they claim or have to claim, but for the board members and stuff, it stays under that $50 for claiming on your 700 form.
Right.
Hey, Brian.
So yeah, Brian, that's,
forward it to me. Maybe I'm going.
All right.
That's not the affiliate-sponsored dinner at Sackers. That's separate.
It is a sponsored dinner.
Yeah, but is it Wednesday or Thursday nights they have the...
The fall
Sackers, I think.
Well, it kind of...
Does it bounce back and forth? Okay.
Well, that looks like it's paid for by J.P. Morgan.
This one?
Yeah.
And others. There's about eight other firms or so that are involved.
But then there's the Sackers of dinner after the reception one evening. Either that's once a year. That's basically paid for by the affiliates. The affiliates' dues or the affiliates. That's not that.
Doesn't appear to be. This, I believe, is Tuesday the 11th, so
right.
For practical purposes, I view it as the first night.
That's the first night, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, at this point, nobody else has gotten this?
I got it.
Okay.
I didn't get it.
You can have his.
I'll look at it.
So it isn't sponsored by Sackers, I think, is the answer.
Right.
It's not sponsored by Sackers,
okay.
So it's not sponsored by an organization with whom we are a member and pay
a membership. So it's just like any other event that you would go to or not go to that is sponsored by outside vendors. They happen to be Sackers affiliates, but they are vendors. They're also Sackers
affiliate committee members. So it's, but still, everything else. But no particular reason not to attend if...
Right.
Yeah.
All right.
It's just for financial reporting purposes that would not fall under a Sackers exception. Jerry.
I've never in my life been mistaken for a fashion plate, so I'm reluctant to say this, but I was wondering if after the meeting we could take up a collection to buy Jeff Youngman a couple of new pairs of socks.
Yeah, I think those are cool.
I actually like them. I like the Argyles.
Kind of a statement you're trying to make there.
I got some bright birds to deal with the next time.
Yesterday was stars.
Huh? He's got his own ID. You got to let him have it.
Daylight savings time will come soon because he'll be able to dress in the light again.
Okay.
I'm just going to leave that one alone. I fought that battle long enough.
Anything else?
Black socks.
Okay, we're adjourned. We're adjourned. Thank you, everybody.